Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 medium wave radio pulpit coming to you live. We trust God is blessing you so much. As we said that we will be talking to Apostle Leso Mulukwane is on the line. Greetings to you, Apostle. Welcome to the show.
Grace and peace to you, Murutuaka. Thank you so much for having me. And let me also greet our dearest family of Radio Pulpit. And let me take this time also to appreciate their listening, their support. And, we really appreciate it. It goes along.
Yeah. And the correspondence, absolutely.
Indeed.
We are talking about when our spouses esteem other people more than us.
Mm.
When spouses really would seriously take an advice from other people and implement it more than they would sit down with you and take advice from you and implement it. Where spouses basically denigrate that which is your impactful input into issues, but they would listen to friends and want what the friends have decided to actually become the modus operandi in the house. And at times also you would see that whatever it is that you bring about, the esteem they accord to you is always visible, and they always show you that this is the esteem you get from me. But when others come, huntsiwa le di halase tsepila to make food for them, wena ba irela dijo ka re kwena bobi. You know, or yeah. Rex, or CB. Now, this is the culmination of things. And I know there are many causal factors towards this. And one cannot say, let's blame the spouse who basically does this. You would find that because of a culmination of many things, they are doing what they are doing. And they don't even realize that they are doing what they are doing. You know, what comes to mind about this, Maruti?
Hey, Pastor Ray, you know, this is exactly what is happening nowadays. I mean, you hear even people talking about slay queens and all that. You know, this is where it comes in, you know, when your spouse, you know, esteems other people more than you. And these are the factors that, you know, oftentimes break our marriages and people's marriages and destroy relationship and families. And, you know, oftentimes, like you rightly said, Pastor Ray, when you know, our spouses listen to other people more than us. You know, it's when they take advices from these people. You know, they will take advices from these people regarding how to treat you. It could be regarding how to raise children. It could be regarding how to how to spend your money. It could be how, you know, they would say, you know, nam khoti, you know, and they will listen to such advices, inputs from other people. And they implement such advices in their own lives and in their families. And, at the same time, you realize that things have changed in your life, in your family, you know, because this woman or this man is taking advices from the in-laws, taking advices from the colleagues, is taking advices from the friends, is taking advices from other people, and he or she is implementing them in your family, in your marriage, and you know, you become a victim in your own house, you know, because of how you are treated, because of how this your spouse speaks to you, you know, and they undermine you. Because obviously, if they are taking advice from other people and they implement it without even saying a word to you, that is to say they undermine not only your existence, but, you know, your authority, your presence. They don't see you. They don't feel you, you know. That is why they take advice from other people. They listen to their friends. They even go to an extent of appreciating their other people more than you, you know?
Yeah, they even buy them presents without you knowing.
Absolutely. Mm. I mean, you find them, you know, buying them presents. You find them saying, you know, I know these people need help. Whereas when you need help, you know, they don't help you. Yeah. Whenever you say, you know, I need petrol, they can't put petrol in your car.
Yeah, no.
But when somebody else says, you know, I need this kind of help, I have my child didn't pay at school, they are able to help such a person. You are in a queue at a supermarket, and you find your spouse paying for somebody else, you know, whereas there are you may
they
need money.
Yeah, I understand.
Or you need something.
Yeah.
That your spouse cannot help you with. You know, that is to say, you know, the appreciate, the esteem other people more than you.
It is quite sad that we see that, and I know we will go into the causes of this because. The causes are more emotional and psychological than anyone can ever think. But when one resorts to do this, one is actually acting out, acting against, punishing or attacking or hurting the other spouse. And it's one thing that they don't realize, the damage they are doing. Muruti?
Very true, Pastor Ray. You know, When you esteem other people more than your spouse, you damage your spouse, you know, psychologically, emotionally, and even sometimes, not sometimes, always, psychologically, emotionally, financially, and I can say sometimes physically, you know, because in any case, all these other factors affect a person physically, you know. Because you might, you know, say, look at how that person has dressed, you know. He or she has killed it, you know. And when your spouse tries to impress you with his or her attire, you don't say a word. You don't appreciate them. You don't esteem them. You don't value them. You don't, you know, honor them, and it kills them emotionally, kills them their esteem, you know. It destroys their self-esteem.
Wow. I hear you clearly. When we come back, let's look at the causes.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer at radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much. My name is Ray, the son of Philip. Oh, born again, child of God. And of course, I should tell you, I'm talking to a great man of God, the Apostle Lesego Molokwane. And if you follow him on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, you would see what he is about. And those who have his WhatsApp number, just go into his status and see Faith in Action there. If you see the emblem, you'll always associate it with him. And he really deals with marriages in particular, but generally also with other issues. In this case, we are handling an issue where the spouse esteems people outside her marriage or his marriage. Outside his wedlock, it means he esteems others more than he should esteem his own wife or her own husband. And we spoke about this, describing it. And when we talk of it, we were describing also moments of that. But there are causes to these, and so that we do justice to this. And I said causes are very broad. They range from emotional right through to cognitive, spiritual, and physical. And these causes enforce us of the reaction at times that is visible. But sometimes people are acting out of what they were taught when they were young. They were taught, Mosadi, tshwantsa utlwe monna. So you esteem, because you see these things happening, you start to esteem, you know, yourself more than your spouse, or esteem others more than your spouse. Like you're sitting with your friends, you'll be yelling at your wife to bring you tea. And all those things. She must run around, you know. You are sitting with your friends, you'll be yelling at your husband there. Hey man, tlosa waspipe mo gardening. Oh, honey, rikopela gore o tlo re bulela di sambrele tse ka pele tu. Some more rekela di cold drink, but I want a transport. You have to go. We'll reka di beer, kwa.
Yeah.
Need a cold drink for the friends, sahi. And you're not even allowed to sit with them. Happy Baba na lady MBC HBC HBC HBC. Anyway, na shem. Uno itwan na len na reili hodi. Nada. And sometimes these things are really coming about and they're really happening.
Yeah.
And others are reacting in this way because you have hurt them and they are hurting back. Others are reacting in this way because I'm looking at the sources there and the causes. They basically were instructed to do that to you, to subdue you. Others are doing this because they want to drive you out. They want to drive you mad. They want to kill you. They want to kill you. Others are doing this because they actually want you to fear them and you to be, you know, when you are, what do I always say, I do not want to be the handyman of the house. The very fact that I can fix things, I don't want it to be made my duty. I want to do it because I love to do it, not because someone is forcing me to do it. And that is where some of the things come. People start to esteem other people because they have received a lot of disrespect from their own spouses. And now they are acting back. What are some of the things you can think of, Maruti?
Yeah, Pastor Ray, like you rightly said, they are ranging from emotional, psychological, and social background, of course, like you rightly said, some people, you know, were taught. For instance, culturally, they were taught not to you know, to succumb to woman's pressure or to succumb to man's pressure.
Mm.
And let me use the word control. Some were taught that they should not be controlled by a woman. So whenever a woman tried to advise them, show them something, or whatever, discuss certain things with them, they see that as a control, you know, and they end up, you know, retaliating and say, I'm not going to allow a woman to you know, to undermine me or to control me or to be in charge of my family. I'm the man. I'm the head. And they end up esteeming. They end up not, first, they end up not laughing with their spouses, not having fun with their spouses. But when they're outside, they can laugh with other women. They can have fun with other women. And like I said earlier on, Pastor Ray, that's where the slay queens come in. You know, people will go out with the slay queens because they esteem them. They appreciate them more than they do their spouses. They were trained, they were taught not to be, you know, to let women control them or to let women undermine them or to let women be in charge and so on and so forth. And that interpretation is that, you know, whenever a woman has an input, you know, she's trying to control.
Mm.
And therefore they go out with someone who will not control them, you know.
Mm.
That's what happens, you know. Talking about the cause of social background or cultural background, you know. And oftentimes, again, with regard to background, Pastor Ray, it's exactly what you mentioned earlier on, that, you know, you find someone who has been ill-treated, you know, and now they backlash, they fight back. And the way they fight back is that they end up, you know, esteeming other people more than their spouses, you know.
Mm.
They esteem other people highly more than their spouses. They regard other people more than their spouses. And that becomes a problem in a way, because it's a cause. The cause is that they were trained that way. They were indoctrinated that way, you know, and that becomes a problem. A psychological, you know, background or psychological setting could be the cause as well. How they see things, how they perceive things could be a cause as well, you know, because the way they esteem themselves, the way they see themselves, and they will treat other people the way they see themselves. They will treat other people the way they esteem themselves. If they have low self-esteem, which can be a cause of esteeming other people more than your spouse, you know, you know, low self-esteem can be a serious cause, like I said, Pastor Ray, where you look down on yourself, and when your spouse is trying to say something, you know, because of your low self-esteem, you cannot, you know, connect with your spouse in that level where he or she is, you know.
Mm.
You esteem yourself low, and you end up, you know,
associating being aggressive with
people of lower class, so to speak, or maybe I should say people of your class. You know,
That you have established within yourself, and you start to value them more than your spouse.
Aha!
Uh-huh.
That's what happens. And those are some of the causes, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
And the other causes could be, you said, you know, it's something very interesting that, you know, because you want your spouse out at other times. Therefore, you esteem other people more than your spouse.
To drive them off.
of any other reason but because you don't want your spouse anymore.
Mm.
You don't want to stay with your spouse anymore. You don't want to live with your spouse anymore. You don't want to hang out with your spouse anymore. And you just want to push her out or to push him out. And so you disregard your spouse. You disregard his or her advices because you want to push him out. So those are some of the things. However, I want to point out that at other times, it's the finances, you know. You know, how much you have, sometimes people, you know, want that to determine how they relate with other people, how they relate with their spouses. Because you have money, you are educated, and, you know, you have all these accounts in different banks. Now, this your spouse doesn't have an income, you know.
Mm.
So you end up esteeming other people in your thinking. You are saying your spouse is lazy. Yes. Your spouse, you know, is irresponsible.
Mm.
Simply because he or she doesn't have an income, you know. And you end up esteeming other people who are working, who you know, who have income as well, or who are businessmen or businesswomen, you esteem them more than your spouse because they do what you esteem, you know, what you esteem more than what your spouse is doing. Although your spouse is doing, you know, trying hard to do certain things, to do, you know,
to bring something home, you know,
to bring something home, or to do some chores in the house.
Mm.
You don't appreciate that.
Mm.
You appreciate other people. You esteem other people more than your spouse. And those are some of the causes that I'm thinking of, Pastor.
Yeah. When we come back, let's go on and look into the effects. When you start esteeming others higher than your own spouse, regardless of what they've done, there are effects, which can also be regarded as consequences.
Yeah.
And these at times, mostly, they come home to bite, whether you are right or you are wrong.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
I'm talking to the Apostle Lesemo Molokwane, and we are looking into this very aspect. When the spouse esteems others more than they would esteem their own spouse. You know, let me tell you of a story of a guy who marries this woman. And they grow up together for almost 30 years. And when the kids are grown, the woman has never esteemed this man. And this has also, she has also passed it on. I'm sorry that it is the case, the way it is. She has passed it on to the children. And the children don't esteem their own father. Now that the father doesn't have a job and he is not of a working age anymore, and there is a disability looming, he is reduced to just huiragadini kamujarading and luhuyo rumiwa di biri. His valuable health is such a pension, kamundrum. Bana di kolo ile ha tlotsa tshwantse ya klinika yo lata ditlhare ha ba muisi tshwantse tlotse a tswe fruit ka 6 mariha a ye ko wa totlo ba fitlho kwa 2 hours walk a ya tsedilo tsela a buwe a sa nna ka montlong o nna ko morao ko mokhukhung wa ko morao
yeah
gwantlo e ba motsholela dilo ka re ba tsholela phofolo. This is what happened. These are the effects.
Yeah.
And it's contrary to the will of God, because now these kids are going to die young. You know why I'm saying this? Because the word of God says, honor your father and your mother, né? Then you will live long. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, because of the parent, they don't esteem the other parent. They bear the brunt of what was not supposed to come to them. That's the effect. This very aspect, because kids would adapt to that, it would kill them later on. God doesn't play. What he has stated there is there, as is. Now, the other effect is that other people will stop respecting your marriage because they realize you esteem them more than your spouse. They won't respect your marriage. Number three, they won't respect the fact that you are a spouse to someone, because they would see how you disrespect your own spouse, and they might, one, take advantage of that, or two, they might actually disdain you and pretend as if they esteem you too. Number four, the very fact that you esteem others more than your spouse is going to be visible in the long run. And people of the spouse are going to see it and they're going to hate on you. Should he die or should she die, they're going to say you did it. Should they suffer? Should they suffer? Whatever it is that they suffer, they're going to say you did it. And let me tell you, others will even attack you to kill you. I've seen those things. I'm talking about things I've seen happening in the lives of people. What say you, Mruti?
Very profound, Pastor Ray, and very sad in terms of the effects, the consequences and the repercussions of, esteeming other people more than your spouse. There is an interesting story, other than the story that you've shared. There's a story in the Bible where, God said to Eli, or Eli, as other people may call him. He esteemed his children more than God. He respected his children more than God. He honored his children more than God. And I'm reading here in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, where God says, therefore, or rather the Bible says, therefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now, the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. So, Pastor Ray, if you esteem other people more than your spouse, the consequences are dire, the effects are dire, because you will be despised, you use the other word, you will be disdained. You will be despised for who you are. I mean, I have seen this, like you have seen. You have shared some of the stories that you have seen, and I have seen some of the stories as well, where you find you know, a woman or a man undermining his or her spouse, you know, disdaining, disrespecting his or her spouse. And what are the consequences? Other people on the outside, you know, other people who look at them, other people who watch them, other people who encounter them will say, no, 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 no. I disrespect, I disdain, I despise this woman for treating her husband like this. Mm. How can a woman treat her husband like this?
Oh, how can a man?
How can a woman or a man speak to his or her spouse like this?
Mm.
I mean, this is unacceptable, you know. And like you rightly said, to an extent that, you know, it overflows to the children. There's an incident in another village where I preach, you know. This woman, you know, esteem other people more than her spouse.
Ish.
Now, to an extent that, Pastor Ray, the man no longer sleeps in the main house. The man no longer eats with the family. The man no longer, you know, interact with the family. He is treated like a, not just like a foreigner, but like a dog.
Yeah.
Because he sleeps with dogs outside the house. When the dogs eat, he eats, you know, because obviously he shares the same space with the dogs, you know. He may not eat in the same plate with the dogs, but he's treated like the dog.
Eish.
You know. And even his children, none of them says, "Mama, why are you doing this to our father?"
Yeah.
Because they've been indoctrinated. They've been taught this, you know, and it has affected them psychologically, like we said earlier on, and emotionally as well. They are dead emotionally, and this man also, you know, is dead emotional. But the effect, you know, like we said, other people who may be esteemed more than one spouse will disdain you for doing that, will disrespect you for doing that, will despise you for doing that. So those are some of the effects that will happen. And again, Pastor Ray, it breeds bitterness in the family.
Absolutely.
That's one of the effects. It breeds bitterness. Not only your spouse is going to be bitter for treating him or her like that, you also are going to, you know, grow up, you're going to become bitter, you know, bitter towards your spouse, bitter towards, you know, even other people. Let's say in this case, you esteem other people more than your spouse. Now, your spouse gets, you know, somehow respected by other people, and you were expecting something else to happen. You were expecting, you know, other people to disdain him, to disrespect him, to dishonor him, to esteem him lightly. But instead, they honor him, they respect him, they appreciate him. What is going to happen? You're going to become bitter, you know? You become bitter, you become angry for no reason, really, you know? And again, you invite shame in your life. You invite disgrace in your life when you esteem other people more than your spouse. Because that's not how God wants marriage to be. So you act against God's will. You act against the will of God, the word of God. You act against what God wants. And what will happen? You will be, you know, disgraced. You will be ashamed, you know, because God will be ashamed of you. And lastly, Pastor Ray, what I can throw in, you lose respect for you. People will lose respect for you, and they will lose respect for your marriage.
Absolutely.
And that's very sad.
It is very sad that those things culminate. Yes, you're speaking the truth. I know of a guy who was a pastor. He died, you know, who basically had to eat outside with, you know, as you said, with dogs and stuff. And he wouldn't even be allowed to be in the family cars, even though that the family had become rich. It is so sad. When we come back, we do the final thoughts. We actually are doing solutions to this. How to solve this kind of solution, this kind of problem. What kind of solutions are needed, and also the final word with the Apostle Lesego Molokwane.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And I can tell you without a doubt that indeed, as children of God, we really need to be very circumspect, if one can put it that way, of the fact that if we are not careful, we basically are bringing upon ourselves disaster upon disaster because we disdain our own spouses. We had spoken about causes, we had spoken about effects. We need to speak resolutions, which is to warn. That path is a very sinful path. You basically are setting asunder what God has brought together. It is already a sin there. Number two, you bear the brunt. Remember we spoke about that. You bear the brunt of the divorce, should it occur. Should the person die, their blood is in your hands. And should the person also start to disdain their own lives, you know, the penalty is still upon you. And should there be, in one way or another, a manner in which kids start to emulate that, their lives will be sought from your hands. This is a serious warning. Murut.
Indeed, it is a very serious warning, Pastor Ray, because like we said earlier on, when you disdain your spouse, when you esteem your spouse more than, when you esteem other people more than your spouse, you know, you are going against God's will, you know?
Mm.
And like you rightly said, it is sin. And therefore, since we are talking about solutions, the first thing that you need to do is to realize that you are sinning against God and therefore repent. You know, change your ways, amend your ways, you know, change your thinking pattern, change your lifestyle, change the way you do things. Realize that your spouse must be esteemed more than other people.
Mm-hmm.
Realize that your spouse must be honored more than other people. Realize that your spouse, command that respect and deserve that respect.
Yes.
And I want to read a scripture here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to read from verse 12, which says, "And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you."
Yes.
Now, let me stop here and say, your spouse has been given to you by the Lord. He, according to the word of God, you've just said it, he's been glued to you, or she has been glued to you by the Lord, you know, and you have been made one. So when you esteem him low, Now that obviously we spoke about the consequences, it will get back on you. Mm. It will haunt you. It will destroy your life as well. You know, so you need to realize that you are connected by the Lord. You are unified by the Lord. You are made one by the Lord.
Yes.
And, you know, therefore, this person is in your life.
Mm.
He's not, or she's not with your life, but he's in your life, you know. Because the Bible says the two shall become one flesh or
yes.
one soul.
Yes.
And verse 13 says, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake.
Mm.
And I will say for their marriage sake, for their love's sake, esteem them highly, very highly. The Bible says very highly, you know, in
yeah,
love.
Yeah.
So esteem your spouse very highly in love. And conclude by saying, be at peace among yourselves.
Mm.
So be at peace with your spouse.
Mm.
And I'm jumping to Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, Pastor Ray. It says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, make sure that you esteem your spouse better than yourself.
Yeah.
Esteem your spouse, you know, highly, more than yourself.
Yes.
That is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to jump to verse 29, Pastor Ray, if you allow me.
Yeah, yes.
Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness.
Yeah.
And hold such men in esteem. In other words, receive your spouse with gladness, with all gladness, the Bible says, you know. Realize that you are both partakers of, you know, of life.
The divine nature, yes.
So make sure that you esteem your spouse very, very highly. And I pray right now, Pastor Ray, that those who have been esteeming their spouse their spouses lowly, those that have been esteeming other people more than their spouses should repent and, you know, do the right thing in the mighty name of Jesus.
Wow, thank you so much. Amen, Muruti. And how do we connect with you, Murutuaka?
Pastor Ray, I'm on Facebook. It's Apostle Lesego Molokwane. I'm on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram. And I'm also available on WhatsApp. My number is 072-205-7696. 072-205-7696.
Absolutely. Next week, we are talking about when spouses serve each other. Eish, the beauty that is there. It's going to be nice.
The glory indeed.
Yeah, as you always say, Buruti Kaskwasa, how say Sakoli Huruti, or it's going to be lit.
Sako UK, Sako
Blessings to you, Murutu Akaman. Thank you for the time. And we love you. And blessings to your family. Thank you, sir.
Shalom to you, sir, and to your family.
Shalom, Ruti. And of course, that is the Apostle Lesego Molokwane there, back with us next week. And we trust you have enjoyed the program. We give glory to God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. By His Holy Spirit, He guides us into all truth. And we say shalom. Have yourself a great night, Feather.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.